In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving and praise in our heart. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Say amen. To all our preachers and deacons, all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for our miracles. Thank God for our miracles. Hallelujah. I just had to say that because God will specialize in it. And He will do what He said He would do. That was. And He's able to do it. I ain't joking with you. He's able. We're not calling on nobody that's not able. He able. We have some to be baptized, and we're going to baptize them this evening in the night service that we usually do. Hope God will save some more. Because He is in the saving business. The God who needs nothing. Number 136. Amen. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. I don't need nothing. I don't need your pork chops, your fried fish, and your macaroni and cheese and green. I don't eat that stuff. I need nothing. I need nothing. Philippians 2. Started at that fifth verse in Philippians 2. Beginning at that fifth verse. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Y'all got them verses I just read. Because of that, now watch this. This is the key. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I don't got happy right there. That's the reason you call his name. Don't be ashamed to call his what? Because it's above. Above. Not under, but above. In other words, I'm in authority of everything. No other name tell me what to do. That's all he
sin. I don't care who you go get, what name you call, I still stand with my own one name, and every name under that name. And all he's saying, brother lawyer, I'm the boss. That means you ought to call his name. Make the devil mad, but call his name. He can't do nothing with the name Jesus. I said, what? Nothing. Something about the name, they've been exalted higher than any name. I don't care what name you call. All names are under this one name. In other words, let's make it short, he the boss. And after he had been exalted, then he said that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, if it got any sense, for things in heaven and things in earth and things under, even the demons got to bow. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, boy. My brothers and sisters, it's good to know Jesus. Good to know him. What kind of mind that Jesus have? Let this what? Be in you, which was also in Christ. What kind of mind he had? He must have a different mind from ordinary folks. Different type of mind, in a sense. We can have the same mind now, but we don't want that mind. We don't want that mind. But he had a mind that nobody else too much don't lack. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. He, in other words, let us, all he's saying, exalt other name more than your own name. Esteem other folk better than your name. He humbled himself. Humble is the way. If you want to make a way out of no way, first humble yourself. Don't let folk got to bow to you all the time. You ought to bow to somebody yourself. And you got to watch exalting yourself. When you exalt yourself, you're messing your own self up. But if God exalts you, every devil in hell can't bring you down. Let him do the what? Exalt him. But when you try to exalt yourself, put fibers on yourself, that's not the attitude of Christ. That's the attitude of the devil. And my brothers and sisters, we are living in a world where two gods are present. Still on that, where two gods are present. Jesus, the big G God, and Satan, the little G God. And everybody in this world is following one of these two gods. I don't care who you are. That's where you come from. Everybody. in this world, every human being are following one of these two gods, whether they admit it or not. They got control, in a sense. They got power. But always remember, God got all power. In the little G God, the devil, he has to, before he do anything, to sue God before he does it.
That's right, Pastor.
God Almighty. He God by himself. And guess what? He don't need us for what? Don't you never get the big head that God needs you. He need us for nothing. He can get a cat to do everything we're doing. God Almighty. Jesus said, you are for me or you are against me. You can't follow both of these gods at the same time. This was wrong with the world today. This was wrong with the church.
Yes,
we're trying to follow both God at the same time. It's just from what you deceive in your own self. Why, Reverend Walker? Because both of them, Brother Lee, are going two different ways.
All right.
And you can't go both ways at the same time. And we deceiving ourselves when we try to think we following both God. It won't work. God Almighty, the little G God, he know where he going when he leave him. I said he know where he going. And if you following the little G God, you have my sympathy. If this man here can't help you, you got all of our sympathy. Because you going to a place where you wish you never got there.
Mama.
Oh. Because their name have been exalted above every name. You following Jesus or Satan? And my brother and sister, but what really disturbed the devil and mankind about the death of Jesus Christ? What really disturbed the devil about his death? Let me tell y'all what really disturbed the devil in this world about his death. They saw him die. They were looking at him when he died. There's no F and M about it. He was what? Dead. But something strange about it, he gave up his life. Because the Bible said he gave up the ghost. The ghost couldn't give up him, but he gave up the ghost. If I died when I got ready to die, didn't nobody kill me. I got ready to die. I died because I gave up the ghost. Because my name been exalted above every man. Can't nobody make me do nothing. Even death can't make me do nothing.
All right. Thank you.
He's strange. And Lord, boy, Jesus disturbed folks. Y'all didn't know that? Jesus, his name, yes, his name. Joe, yes, his name disturbed folks. And you can wear a shirt, you can wear a switcher, you can wear anything you want. And put Jesus' name on, you get folks' attention.
That's right.
Something about that
name. Yes, sir.
And the devil can't do nothing with that.
Yeah.
This is not just an ordinary.
Yeah.
This name came from heaven.
Yeah.
God named him a country name, Jesus. You can call your son Jesus.
Yeah.
He just built a duplicate.
Yes, sir.
Not a real one.
This God killed Jesus. He died when he got ready to die. Nobody took his life. So this is what disturbs man today. Huh, boy, I'm about to get happy. But the lawyer, they saw him when he died. That's what disturbed man. They checked him out. They found out he was dead. They saw them when they put him in the grave. It wasn't no duplicate. It was him. He had proof it was him. They checked his side. Wasn't no duplicate. They checked his hand. Holes in his hand. Somebody looked at his feet. It's the same one. It's Jesus. He dead. This one got the world upset. They can't understand how a man can die and come back again. Not coming back when somebody tell him to come back, but when he felt like it. He decided, can I say it like that, Jim? He decided to stay in the grave 3 days. I said, he done that himself. This would blow man's mind. He destroyed God Almighty over this name, Jesus. I'm a country woman born of Mary. This would disturb man right now. What Brother Walker, they don't believe he really alive.
All right.
They can't, the finite mind can see somebody no dead, no put in the grave, and call himself locking him up with a big stone at the door. And then seal up the stone and trust to put guards to watch. Somebody dead.
All right.
I never saw that before. I go to graveyard all the time. I never see nobody watching no grave to see if anybody gonna get up. But something strange about this one.
Glory to God.
They saw him and still couldn't do nothing about it. This Jesus is different from any other Jesus. Go name your son Jesus. That's no problem. No problem. It's a country common name. But what disturbed the world today, how in the world can somebody die? And we know he dead. And put a stone where 3 or 4 men got to roll it there to block up the door. To keep him in there. He dead.
No, he's dead.
How I know he lives? We saw him when he died. How do I know he lives? You got to know he what. If something happened to you on the inside, you look the same way on the outside, but some on the inside get a hope to you. And you know something wrong somewhere. then I can see he still lives. Not by how you look. Not by how I look. Not by how you look. But to see a change of my lifestyle. I used to dig ditches for folks. I don't dig ditches no more. I put it in my pathway to go cross the ditch now. I used to get drunk. I don't write no more. I used to gamble. I don't gamble no more. Some on the inside know he lives. He lives, but just what disturbed mankind. When Jesus come in your life. I said when Jesus come in your life. He'll show you how to walk right. He'll show you how to talk right. He'll show you how to live right. The old folks say, I don't do what I used to do. Because Jesus came in my life. That's what disturbed man. Because he died. And they saw him when he died. But in order, God Almighty, but in order to have salvation, we must believe that he still lives. Salvation means delivered. And to have salvation and to believe he lived, he delivered you from what you used to be. I'm not that no more. I'm a child of God now. When I was a child of the devil, but now I'm a child of God. Can I say it like this? I changed fatherhood. Can I say it like a woman? I divorced the devil. And I married to Jesus. I got a new God now. I don't worship the one I used to worship. He don't treat you right. But this is right here, he treats you right. He rocks you to sleep at night. He wakes you up early in the morning. He protects you when nobody else can't protect you. He can fix things when a doctor can't fix it. He can do things when nobody else don't want to do it for you. He can make you rain when you get rabid. Make you still calm when it feels like it. He's different from the other God. In order to have salvation, and salvation means delivered. In order to have salvation, you got to know he still lives and invite him into your life. It's a change. When the devil don't want you to meet him, but you ought to meet him. You got to meet him for yourself. And my brothers and sisters, the Jesus, the devil, knows that Jesus still lives. See, he ain't about to be no fool. He knows it. But in order for man to be saved from going to hell, he must believe also that Jesus still lives and coming back again at his church. That's his holy name. Jesus died and rose
that man can live with him in heaven. Watch that good now. He died. He disturbed man, but he died and rose again. They thought they had him, but he got up. It's kind of like a baseball game.
Yes, sir.
They thought they had the base all clogged up, but somebody knocked them in. Abraham on third. Isaac on second. And Jacob on first. No outs.
No out.
And the devil pitching.
Yes,
but somebody got to knock them home.
Come on.
Moses at bat. Yes, devil throw the screw ball. Moses hit the ball.
Yes,
and popped up.
Out one.
David next.
Yeah.
Moses was a killer.
Uh-huh.
But now here's somebody who's done adultery.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
Yeah.
The devil said, I got him. I ain't worrying about him. He threw a fastball and struck him out.
Well,
the devil said, I got him made.
Yeah.
I know who they're going to bring next.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a pinch bearer. Pinch bearer. The devil said, who in the world is that? Eyes like balls of fire. Hair like lamb. Cheek like Polly Boy. Who in the world? And Jesus got to the back. Autumn. Devil said, I'm going to throw my fastball. He threw it and Jesus struck at it. He died. The devil said, he's just like everybody. But his name been what? Exalted. The devil stole his screwball. Jesus struck at it. Put him in the grave. This is what disturbed man. How in the world he got out the grave? Devil got that ball and thrown it, and Jesus hit the ball. When he hit the ball, Abraham came in. Isaac came in. Jacob came in. And some of y'all still on third base, bring yourself on the home. Christianity is all about.
Yes.
I said, this is what Christianity is all about.
Yes.
Jesus come to call us home. You can't go without him.
Yes, sir.
Well,
You'll strike out every time or pop up.
Yes, sir.
But he don't clear up the bases.
Yes.
Some of y'all been sitting on third for too long.
Yes, sir.
Scared to move.
Yes, sir.
Second, scared to move.
Yes,
sir. First, scared to move.
Yes.
You ain't got to try to steal. Just keep walking. Up, you may slip up, but get right back up, because the bases are clear. May get sick, but get up. Somebody may throw a rocket and hit you in the head, but get up. The base is still up there. We take Jesus' salvation too lightly. He paid the debt that he loved us so. And my brother and sister, Jesus is saying he emptied himself. He got self out the way. Not of his divine nature, which is the word of God, but he emptied the flesh, but not his grace and truth. He can't give that up to nobody or nothing. Paul, look at John 1 and 14. Can't give that up. The basis of empty. Do you cry in that second? Moan in that third? Won't even go to second base. On first. I'm scared. Scared of what? They're talking about you. They lying on you. God Almighty. Jesus got his feet. We can step on lies. You don't even have to slide in trying to steal. Just walk on the base because they clear.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, and he can't get rid of that. He can't get rid of grace and truth. No, he can't get rid of that. That's a nature that he can't give up. Grace and truth. Truth is the word of God. Grace is nobody like him. God Almighty. He's God by himself. He needs nobody. But he give us what? Grace. But he can't give up his grace. Hope God knows what Jesus come in this world for. He come to help us. I'm still dealing with these two gods. Both of them after souls. Both of them after peoples. Both of them want to get you on their side. But I'm trying to tell you what the best side to get in. That's right, baby. On the winning side. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, out of all what's going on in this sinful world, God gave man two choices. He can go back to heaven and live with Jesus, or go to hell and live with the devil. Two choices. But my brother said, we must understand that God didn't create man to help him, to do nothing. I can use man, but I don't really need it. use him. But I don't. I come here for him because we know the way out. Because if I don't do nothing, the whole human race going to hell. In hell forever. The whole human race, if I don't do nothing. But since, let me put it like this. But since man, let me put it like this. Can I say they had a meeting yesterday? You don't care, do you? They had a meeting in heaven. And the trio, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And one of them said, well, one of them, well, let's get rid of them. You know, messed up. They can, and then the Father, well, since he didn't make his self.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. See, since he didn't make his self. If he hadn't made his self, we would have just destroyed him. But since he didn't make his self, give him another chance.
Yes, sir. Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy.
Mercy popped in.
Yes, sir.
The Father said, I made him. Lord Almighty. Since he didn't make himself, and then the Son said, well, I'll go deliver him. He can't do nothing with the devil. I'll go do something about that. That's why we ought to love ourselves some Jesus. He didn't have to do it. Man brought the sin on himself. He told man, don't eat off this tree right here. Just obey what I said. And when you obey what I said, the devil can't make you do nothing.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. He didn't make it. Look at the mercy of God. The mercy of God. Man didn't have nothing. Everybody said nothing. Man didn't have nothing of creating his own self. And look what God created you for. Not because he was lonely. No, what God looked like being lonely? How can God get lonely? And gonna make somebody like us to keep him company. Lee, could I say it like this? Now, I'm all right, but when I made us, hell broke loose.
Yeah.
I made man for my good pleasure. Not to help me do nothing, but I made it for my good pleasure. In other words, you can live without pleasure.
That's right.
Let me break that down a little bit, because I know folks always examine my message. You love flowers, right? You got your little flower, God. You just get pleasure just watching it. Just watching it. Ain't that right, y'all? You don't sit and put it. Look at your blooming flowers.
Yes, sir.
Just looking at your flowers. You get pleasure out of it.
Yes, sir.
Just watching your flower.
Yes.
But now you're hungry.
Yes.
Flower can't feed you.
Yes,
good pleasure.
Yes,
you're sick. The flower can't hear you. But I love to watch them.
Yes,
just for good pleasure.
Yes,
we can't help God do nothing.
Amen.
He made us to deliver us. He never got lonely. He never got lonely. He decided to make us and told us what to do and what not to do.
We cause all this dust on our what? Self. Because of who? The devil. That devil's still alive right now. He may have some folk right now mad. He may have some folk that ready to do something. He has folk right now got a foul mind.
Mama.
But he made us just for his good pleasure. He doesn't need nothing from nobody. He God alone don't need nothing. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, the gospel of Jesus Christ is that sample. God Almighty. How can I say it like that? The gospel of Jesus Christ is just a sample. It can be called the gospel, I said, in a nutshell. God Almighty, come with me or not, it is up to you to follow him. Watch this now. It's just like going downtown shopping for the best deal. And Jesus and Satan are in the life and death business. Both of them in business. One in the life business. He come to give life. Jesus come to kill life. Both of them in business. And when we inspect their goods, everybody said goods, we will find out that Jesus have the best, most best deal that anybody can have. He have a deal without price. Far better than the devil. Far better. And you shopping around there trying to preach one and, oh, I don't know, I'm going to get saved. You better get yourself saved. I go to this church and find out, see, on, you better get your, if they talk about Jesus, you better run to Jesus. What you look like shopping from church to church? If they ain't talking about Jesus, y'all go somewhere else anyway. Inspect the good before you buy. You go shopping, but you go inspect, make the right job. And you want to get the best deal without price. God Almighty. And look at John 3:16. Since we're going shopping. Somebody may be shopping right now. Out in the radio, man. Maybe shopping. Inspecting the goods. Read it, Paul.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Hell still got a sign. Since you're shopping. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not what? That's a good deal. How much it cost? God Almighty. It's free. He so loved the world that he said, I'm a standard to him. He gave it. He gave it. Just. Oh, man, my son. Just to believe that he is God. That's the price of it. Is to believe that who he is. And if you believe that, you will never perish. What mean by what? You will never go to hell. It's just that simple. You'll have an everlasting life. A life that keep on living without pain. Nothing but peace and joy. When you shop, you ought to shop for the right God. If you ain't talking about Jesus, where you going, you better get your enough church. He's the only one to have eternal life. Sometimes folks shopping for churches. You better make sure the preacher's right. You better make sure he's saying the right thing. Everybody in the pulpit don't know Jesus. That church is not popping up everywhere now. And after a while, you'll see those who don't even study the Bible will see how phony things are a few years from now. Watch. Time just that close to an end. Harder. The devil on the loose just like Jesus on the loose. Harder, man. You have everlasting life. Keep on what? No more
pain.
No more dying. No more hurt. No more sorrows. Nothing but peace. Nothing but joy. Nothing but love. You can't beat that nowhere for no money. And then money can't buy that kind of stuff. God has salvation out the reach of what? If the money, the rich will go to heaven and the poor will go to hell. God Almighty. But this is why he got to fix it. Can't nobody unfix it. He got to fix just like he wants to fix it. For God have given man all the silver, all the gold cannot value the gift of God. All the silver, all the gold cannot value the gift of God. Who you shopping for? What you shopping for? When God already don't clear the basis for you. And my brothers and sisters, God made this world and everything in this world. And he is the only owner. Everybody say owner.
Owner.
He have no corner. Now what do we have to give God?
Amen.
Nothing but our soul. This is what he come after. Our soul. God, he is the only one that can keep a soul from going to hell.
Yes,
I said, I don't care where you go. He the only one can keep a soul from going to hell.
All right.
And you trust the shot for God.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor.
No name. Oh, boy. Something about the name, boy. I can't. No name, no name, no name is over top of the name Jesus. Every name a man can come up with is under the name Jesus. And not only that, every name, if they got some need, they got to bow. Jesus doesn't bow to nothing and nobody. But every knee got to bow to him. Whether they want to bow or don't want to bow, or bow, they got to bow. Every knee got to bow. Watch this. On me a bill, huh? It's just the truth. Everybody that goes to hell. Oh, boy. Everybody that go to hell. To the lake of fire. They got to see Jesus. Yeah, I'm saying, yes, see. They got to come out of hell.
Yes, sir.
And then stand before Jesus.
Yeah.
And bow.
Yes, sir.
And then God got to send them to hell. Because they just didn't believe that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus come here to save souls.
Yes, sir.
Because soul is a living something. Soul came out of God. And God loved man so. He sent his only. He have a one. His only begotten son. To come die for our sin. for what we have walked to keep our soul out of hell. I know in modern times, preachers don't even bring up hell, but it's still there.
Yes,
folks going in there about talk right now. Because we ain't saying nothing about the devil and hell.
Well.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus.
Yes, sir. Amen.
The Christ.
Yes.
The Son of the living God. Won't you let nobody, all this silver and gold, I don't care what it is, don't you let nobody get between you and Jesus.
All right.
Listen, watch this. He too valuable to your what? Soul. Watch this again now. It's so priceless. The price so high. Nobody on earth can afford it.
You're right.
Nobody. You can't pay your way to heaven. You may be a billion trillionaire. I thought I called him by name, but he spoke to you now. I don't care how much money you got. Ain't nothing but trash to God.
All right.
What God need with money?
All right.
What he got to buy? Everybody already his. What he gonna pay you for? It's not yours.
This is catalog number 1738. Catalog number 1738.
Jesus, we finna close now. Jesus come here. Always remember this now. He come here to save people. This is his only reason. This is his only main reason. He come to save our lost souls. He got some more benefit just because I'm his child, you his child. But his main purpose coming in the world is to keep our soul from going to hell. There's one thing about Jesus, he don't make nobody follow him. You follow him because you want to follow him. Because he don't need nothing and nobody. I never forget, we're finna close now, I'm finna go. I never, years ago, I was on the street preaching in there. I don't think I may have been a pastor, I have a kid may be in. I was telling a boy, a young man, how to get saved. The old devil called him before you got saved in there. Watch this now. I told him about Jesus, what he'll do. My eyes looked at me and said, well, I know you're trying to get me saved. Yes, I'm trying to get you saved.
Yeah.
Never said that. So try to get you saved. You need to be saved, bro. The devil whispered in the ear, he's trying to get you saved. He done just what the devil told him. You trying to get me saved? Yes! Well, Reverend Walker, I'm that same Walker. Talk to that fella. I haven't changed. I'm trying to get somebody saved now if you're lost. Because he's the only Savior. Every preacher has to preach this.
You're right.
If a real preacher don't preach this, he's not real. This is what salvation is all about.
Yes,
don't you let nobody fool you. I'm keep on telling y'all this, you don't want to believe it, but you haven't seen nothing yet. Wait a few more years. I'll be in heaven, but brother, you don't say, that little clown told us that. Just watch. You better get yourself to Jesus. He's the only one who can save a lost soul to keep it out of hell. You've got to say hell and hell. The modern days got something else, but you better say it's hell. As the Bible called it, I can say what the Bible said. Time to look around. Got a different Bible. The Zuzu Bible. The Zag-Zag Bible. The Round the Corner Bible. I'm going to stick with the King James Version. Get who you want. The Up the Street Bible. Devil ain't about to be no fool. I said the devil is not about to be no fool. He got four pretty Bibles just like Jesus got Bibles up. I'm reading out the Zuzu Version. The Up the Street Version. The By the Way Version. These verses are going to lead folks to hell. You don't watch yourself. Trying to bring the Bible up to date. It already was up to date when Jesus got here. Yeah. Don't let folks mess you up. The devil ain't got to be no fool. He's a liar. But God's going to throw him in the lake of fire for a while. Somebody in here may need him as your Savior. If, watch this now. Watch the devil. Watch it. Just watch the devil. He lives.
Yes,
folks got to understand that. He's alive. Yes. Sometimes we open the doors of the church. And folks sometimes know they never confess Jesus. Know they lost. What they're doing is trying to I'm going to pick out a church. You ain't got time to pick out no church. Some churches, houses don't even break up Jesus' name. When they tell you he come to save your soul, that's Bible. If you lost, he told you how to be found. It's up to you. Sometimes folks think, I'm trying to get you in here. You can, if you lost, get saved. If you get saved, we ain't trying to hold you here. Get saved and go where they preach of Jesus, where you want to go.
All right.
Go to big mama church. Go to daddy church. Ain't church. But make sure they're talking about Jesus. Just make sure I'll take you to one or two of them. Get saved. I'll take you where you want to go. I'm going to see an example. If they ain't talking about Jesus, I ain't going to tell you. Say that. If they're talking about Jesus and putting him where he's supposed to go, stay right there. I'm concerned for your soul. Not your goal, but your what?
Soul.
He had it so simple. A man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believed in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt. Jesus said that. Thou shalt be saved. And we got to get them. Don't be scared to say that, preacher. See, saved from what? See, you got to bring that out. See, don't say hell. Hell is in here. What are folks to say? Sheol? Hades? No. Something you can understand. Hell. We knew about hell when we were little children. Folks will tell you right now, go to hell. They'll tell you that right now, go to hell. What's so bad about what? Hell. Something must be bad down there. If somebody tells you go to hell, they hate you. But God, boy, when you think about him, but God done fixed it. You can tell me to go, but I don't have to go. I'd be a fool to go. And don't want nothing about hell. You may kind of fix it up. You don't want to go to hell. And God will save whosoever will. Let him come. He don't care what you done. How bad you think you are. How bad this. God will save anybody if they confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You can't get too bad. And when Paul already said, I'm the chief of sinners, I persecuted the church. That made him be, I'm the chief. If they got the chief, you know he get the warrior. He got the chief, say. The chief of sinners, yes, sir. The rest of the fellows to follow behind him. The chief have already been saved. All God said, if a man confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, with his mouth, believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved from hell. Let's make it plain. Saved from hell. Let us all stand. We go to the Dover Church. If anybody want to come by Christian experience, you may come. By letter, you may come. But just don't leave out here lost. I done told you, we'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your Savior. You may come now. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be enough? Will there be enough?
shepherd. Jesus, in Jesus' name. Yeah, we